middle of November last year, I came through the site.
Oh, so it's still pretty recent.
Yeah.
Still in the honeymoon phase?
There is no honeymoon phase in the Middle East. You step off the plane and you get ahead by 40-odd degrees Celsius temperature. Honeymoon phase gets out of the way very, very quickly because your body needs to adjust and things. So, yeah.
Why did you move there?
It was for work. It was just work within the hospitality industry, specifically in South Africa. It was just, yeah, new experiences, new challenges, and coming out to work.
What is it really like over there? What kind of rules are too hectic for you? I need to know it all. We need to get the nitty-gritty, the gossip.
Qatar is actually a very open country. One of the major rules is literally for women, just be respectful, dress conservatively. Other than that, the country is very open. It's not as strict as some of the other GCC countries. It's just about the mutual respect and things like that. Otherwise, the country itself is wonderful.
Oh, that sounds really good. I'm sure you're probably just a little bit scared someone's from theirs listening, so don't worry, we won't ask you anything more. But tell me, what do you miss most from South Africa?
At the present moment, it's literally just that camaraderie of family and just being able to be at home with family. It's very, very difficult via Skype and IMO and all the other social media networks. We actually conversing with family. And then also the rain. It's surprisingly at home. You get so sick and tired of the rain and the weather. You come out here and winter highest temperatures 37 degrees Celsius. You're like, oh God, I wish I was home just to get some rain.
Oh my word. And at night, I'm sure it does get pretty cold at night though.
No. Nighttime temperatures are still above 30 degrees.
Oh.
I mean, probably the most money-making business in the Middle East is air conditioning.
I can only imagine.
They run 24/7.
Gosh, that must be absolutely crazy. I can't imagine that one little bit. That is quite hectic. Siseko, anything there in terms of the culture that you would bring to South Africa if you could? What would it be?
Definitely that whole thing of mutual respect. One of the things that I've learned whilst being here and in Saudi Arabia as well is the locals, the Qataris, have a lot of respect towards the expats and vice versa as well. And that's one of the things that I definitely love to see happen again in South Africa, which was always there. And in the last couple of years, it sort of went, weaned off and things like that. That is one of the biggest things I've bring back.